that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you have mosquitoes in your yard, and you're afraid of the Zika virus or anything like that, you call Hopper's. We have a monthly service that we provide that protects you and your home. This program will help give you your yard back. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Beremir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beremir Glass and Door. Beremir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beremir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Are you concerned about your health? Learn how to achieve wellness. Tune in to Naturally Speaking with the Institute of Natural Health every Sunday at 5 p.m. Find a better way to good health.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Larry Connors with you?
Hey, can you buy me something? You know, I like ice cream. I like popcorn. I like can we stop? Hey, look, can we stop over there?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No. 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 We mean take KTRS with you on your vacation. Via the KTRS app.
Does this mean I'm not really going?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stevie Wonder. Is this Songs in the Key of Life? What is this?
I wish.
Wish.
The album was Songs in the Key.
Ah, okay, that's right. If you folks will allow me to take a moment to do one piece of business, then we have some things that I want to share with you, some fun things. I think you'll like them. We're going to talk about something that's not very fun, and that's when somebody in the family passes away. Now, the station got an email, I guess today, saying, please give me the name of the cremation plate. They're very upset the way somebody else was handling. I think it was somebody's dad's body.
Mm.
And so they wanted American cremation. It was in the Missouri side, so they wanted American cremation, the number, so they could have them come and get her dad. On the Illinois side, it's Calmer Memorial Services. This is the same family. The reason the names aren't the same is that Joe Calmer and his wife Cheryl, who had Calmer Memorial in Illinois, purchased a business in Missouri that already had the name American Cremation. Hard to find a fun way to do this, but I think eventually we can have not a lot of fun with it, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be taboo or depressing or morbid. It doesn't, because the worst thing you can do is not talk about it. And here's the reason. If you don't talk about, especially if somebody's older or very sick, if you don't talk about the plan, whatever the plan is, good luck, because now you got family bickering and fighting, and mom wouldn't have wanted that. Mom would have wanted this. He wouldn't have wanted us spending this kind of money. The truth is, I don't think most people, after they're gone, if they could shout down from heaven, I don't think they would like it if they saw you spending $15,000 or $10,000 on just completely unnecessary stuff. Expensive caskets and tombstones and come on. There's a reason that cremation has doubled in this country in the last 10, 15 years. There's a reason that it's about to take another big jump. And in 14 short years, it'll be 2030. And they're tracking, based on the cremation numbers so far, it's going to be over half of all people who are deceased to be cremated. I have somebody who can do that for you now and who's been doing it for years and does it well with dignity and affordability. It's extremely affordable. When you compare it to, I think the average funeral, it's like $7,000 or $8,000. The average cremation in this country is just under $2,000. And at Calmer Memorial in Illinois and American Cremation in St. Louis, it's even less than that for a basic cremation. Now, you can make it anything you want. You can have the person cremated and have a real funeral and put in a plot and a tombstone and then take some ashes and do something else with it. Or you can do what a lot of people do. Do the smart thing. Have the cremation. You want a real nice urn? Okay, they can provide you with that. But the reason they can do this is they own their own crematory. I used to call it a crematorium. It's a crematory. Joe says crematory, so that's what I'm going with. They own their own. So they don't have to charge you a fortune. These funeral homes, the ones that you hear about and that advertise a lot, have you ever seen one of these places? I have. I've gone for visitation. I walk around going, holy crap, look at this place. Look at those chandeliers. Look at the size of this room. I wonder how many visitation rooms they have. I wonder how many caskets they have in stock. I wonder how many limo hearses. My goodness, the overhead goes on and on. Not with the Calmers. K-A-L-M-E-R, by the way, Calmer, like calm, but with a K. They don't have all that stuff. They get it. You want a funeral? They do. About 10% of what they do is a regular traditional funeral, but 90% is cremation. So all I'm going to do is ask you to think about this, especially you boomers like me. Your parents are older. My dad will be 90 this July. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. Now you're going to call. You have to pick up the phone once the person has left this earth and call somebody. I would suggest you look into being prepared and ready to call Calmer Memorial Services if the death occurs in Illinois, American Cremation if it occurs in Missouri. That's all we're asking here. There's so many reasons that this makes sense. It makes a whole lot more sense than all the money that's been wasted on traditional funerals over the years. And that's why more and more people are doing it, because people are they're wising up. And you take those ashes, you can have all kinds of celebrations all over the place, all over the country, all over the world. People who could, you know, when you have a visitation, now here are the two nights, visitation Thursday and Friday, funeral on Saturday. You know the pressure that puts on people who don't live near, who feel obligated to come? My goodness, last minute plane tickets. You don't have to do all that. Cremation. And then you can have all the celebrations of that person's life you want. You can tell jokes, or you can get together and grieve, whatever. And you can do it at everybody's own pace, something that works for everybody. So, since I know you're not going to remember phone numbers, you're not going to remember maybe even for a while the names, I want you to just go and watch Joe Kalmer's little 3.5 minute speech. His philosophy about when people pass and why he really does believe what he's doing right now, he couldn't be doing this at a better time. And I don't know that anybody does it better. I can't personally speak to, I've not had any relatives pass away that we had to have cremated. I got myself cremated. I couldn't talk, I don't think. I could tell you about it. So go to frankopinion.com. Please do me a favor. Just do this. Do this even if not today is not the day you're going to need to call somebody, but it might be tomorrow. It might be next week. And then you're ready, and you've already discussed it, and you know exactly what you're going to do. Then you'll know who to call. So go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. You go to menu, then sponsors, and you'll see it. It'll say in Illinois. If death occurs in Illinois, click here. You don't have to wait for the death to occur. If you're living in Illinois, click there anyway. If you live in Missouri, click where it says Missouri. I think you'll be glad you did. American Cremation, Missouri. Kalmer Memorial Services, Illinois. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I think the most popular person on this show has become Norman from Sullivan, Missouri. Give you an example. This email that just came in this morning. Dear Frank, I don't know when you plan to have Norman on again. I don't even know if there ever is a plan or if he just calls in. He's the greatest. We love him. If you ever lose Norman, we will no longer listen. That's how much they like Norman. Thank you. Can't wait to hear him again. Wow. Thank you for the email.
Who wrote that?
Linda, peace on me. P-I-S-O-N-M-I. Peace on me.
Wow.
Piss on me, Linda.
Probably
piss
Italian.
On me. Probably Italian. Yes. Thank you, Pion. That's what I'm thinking. Italian. Oh, the Pisonis. They move next door.
Pisoni.
Linda, peace on me. Thank you so much for that email. And your wish has been granted. Ladies and gentlemen, from Sutherland. Sullivan, Missouri, it's Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Wow, Norman, did you hear that email?
Here I am.
Hear that email I just read?
Yeah.
They like you out there, Norman.
Amen.
They like you. How was your Memorial Day?
It was just fine.
Now, what did you do? Did you do anything or just stay in that house in Sullivan, your sister's house?
Just stayed in the house.
Now, who's that talking rudely in the background?
Uh-oh.
Who do we hear in the background? What is that?
My sister.
Well, she's a little bit loud, isn't she? Doesn't she know you're on the radio? does she know that you call and you're on the air? Does she know that?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
So she doesn't listen to this, obviously, to the station, or she'd know you'd been on, right?
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I got to sing this here.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday. Roll call.
I guess we just change tracks.
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you and many more happy birthdays to you wherever you are.
Whoa.
Sang it today.
Hold on here.
They changed it up a little. You never sing it. You play it on the kazoo. Why did you sing it today?
I decided to do it differently.
Change it.
Well,
nice.
Norman, you got a nice voice. You can carry a tune. Some people can't carry a tune.
Man.
You can.
That was impressive.
That was very impressive. Good for you. Now, back to Memorial Day and back to your sister for a minute. I know you're embarrassed because your sister doesn't listen to the station. That's embarrassing. That would be embarrassing for anybody. What do you think she listens to? Do you know?
She looks at Gunsmoke.
Now, that's exactly... There you go.
Gunsmoke.
Watches Gunsmoke.
Those kids today.
She's in front of your sister is living in the past
today.
And missing out on her own brother who's on the air, and she's never even heard it.
A huge radio star.
And she didn't have... Right there in her own home is a radio star, and she doesn't even know it. Have you ever said to her, hey, I'm on the radio sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there a reason you keep it a secret from her, or she wouldn't like it?
I know she'd like it.
It's none of her business, probably.
Mm-hmm. Norman's his own man.
Yeah, none of her business. Yeah,
he is.
So did anybody barbecue? Because Memorial Day is the first big barbecue day. Did anybody at the house there barbecue?
It's got too nasty weather yesterday, so...
Yeah, there was a whole three-day weekend, though. You could have barbecued. So you just didn't do anything. You stayed home.
It was too hot, too, and that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. Something else I got here.
Something else. You got something else.
Yeah. America.
Oh.
And that I love. From the Pacific Ocean to the Columbia River to the Missouri River. Why Missouri River? In Missouri. And the Merrimack River way down here in Sullivan.
A lot of songs have like five verses, but you don't know all the verses. For example, Amazing Grace. Everybody knows Amazing Grace. Yeah. How sweet is the Savior, rich like me. Well, there's like four or five verses. I didn't know this verse.
No, I didn't
now.
Either.
That's a different one.
That's a whole, that
localized.
Covers the Midwest and stuff. And,
That's a God bless. That's the verse of God Bless America, probably like the sixth verse or something. That was very well done.
Thank you.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So what else, Norman? What else do you need to get off your mind? Or?
Oh, Christ, peace be with us all, and God bless us all. Something else I got here.
Right. Uh-oh.
Christ, peace be with us, and something else I got here.
God bless us all, and God bless the whole world again. And something else here I got here. Since Ted Cruz stepped out of the race, I'm playing Old Hang Syne on the kazoo here.
Old Hang Syne?
Wait a minute. This is a big day. I recognize it. Right on key. Norman, this last New Year's when it was midnight, did you get to kiss either Rosemary or Ida at midnight?
Nope.
That's too bad.
No.
Now, is there any update on these two, Ida or Rosemary? Have you seen them since we spoke?
Haven't seen Rosemary since we spoke.
How about talk to her? Have you talked to anybody?
Just talked to her a little while ago on the phone. Miss Rosemary Butler.
Do you talk sexy to each other, like sex talk?
I think they just pray together, don't you?
Yeah.
You pray together?
We're prayer warriors.
Well, you could be praying together warriors. For sex. I mean, that would you pray for sex.
You pray for that by yourself.
I'm yeah.
Sure. You're prayer warriors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christ, peace be with us all. God bless us all. God bless the whole world again. We need it now.
Well, that's a great sentiment, yes. Norman. Thank you so much. And
whoa!
Now, wait a minute. This day is full of surprises.
I know.
Is that a harmonica or a piano?
What was that?
Keyboard.
Harmonica.
Woo!
Dan, Norman!
Dan?
Holy cow!
You heard what you're capable of doing.
Can you do a little song on the harmonica?
Can you play anything on the harmonica? Well, the answer there is yes. There's your answer. Norman, I think we all recognize that song, but for those who may not have, what was that song?
The Holy Blues.
That's what I thought it was. We sat here and said, I'll bet that's the Holy Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That's what I thought right away.
All right, Norman. You have a great rest of the week, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Theme music, if you would, please.
Wow.
For Norman. Thanks. Anytime. Usually right now would be a good time. Like,
man.
Over there. Thank you. Norman. Edit out the awkward delay so that when I said, there he is, Norman, the music hits. Norman from Sullivan, that's all we know. And that he's special.
Yeah.
We know that.
And it's full of surprises today.
I'll say. He broke out stuff he'd never shared.
Singing. Yeah.
Singing, harmonica, Christ peace be with us like eight times.
Yeah, tonight. He's a prayer warrior.
He's a prayer warrior.
Holy Blues.
Yeah,
Holy Blues. The Holy Blues. My favorite, one of my favorite blues songs is the Holy Blues. All right, quick bit of business. And Colin Jeffrey is going to come in here. He's the guy who every Tuesday and Friday I'm not here Friday, but Paul Harvey is, and that's when Colin
Harris,
those two, what
Harris.
Those 2 days, Colin tells you what's hot and what's not, you know, movies, TV, and that kind of thing. My job now, before he comes in here, is to make sure you go to a Meanies, especially if you've never been. If you've been, I don't have to ask you to go back. You'll go back. That's not a store. I don't think that's a store you can go into one time. Because even if there's something in there you want and you can't afford it, you go, all right, I'm leaving. When I come back here, I'm going to set up, we're going to have a special savings account. I'm going to come back, I'm going to get that pinball machine, get that jukebox, shuffleboard, pool table, that couch, that whatever furniture, because we've never had furniture as nice as the furniture we saw at Amini's. And by golly, we've worked hard and we're getting the good stuff. Patio furniture, too. We're done with the junk. And I'll sell junk at Amini's. Go see what's on sale. See what's shaking at Amini's, because there's something, and it's too much for me to share with you. You have to go to their website. If you want to do that first, fine. I would suggest you go into Amini's. Go to Chesterfield Valley. They're right in the middle of it. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
It's A-M-I-N-I-S. You've never been in a store like it. It's a lot of fun, and they don't sell any junk. So every category is some of the best stuff you can buy. I would say take your kids and take the whole family. They love kids, and they'll let them play with those games while you look at stuff they don't want to look at. Kids don't want to look at Jaffe lighting. They don't care. Area rugs, they don't care anything about that. Unless in the store they can roll themselves up in them and make a fort or hide. So let them play. I can't think of anybody who has better games than Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. Copper Dome, Copper Top. Looks like nothing else in the valley. You can't miss it. Amini's.com.
And it's time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, here's what the big problem is right now. Actually, two big problems. They're still working with the accident on eastbound 270 at 170. Two left lanes are blocked. You're backed up to 370. Then you've got the westbound 70 accident. It's an overturned vehicle. They've got it up and the flatbeds with it, but you still only have two left lanes that are open. So westbound 70 is jammed up at Cypress. Eastbound 270 at 370. Westbound 370, you're jammed up now from Highway 270, and that goes all the way to the Earth City Expressway. And northbound 141, the Earth City Expressway jams from Highway 70 up to 370. And then you have your normal traffic downtown. Eastbound 40 is jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $4,000 in exclusive offers. Stock up on your summer favorites and save big. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weese.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm and a true story.
someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed? Call Allen Roofing.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Chronic low back pain takes a toll on almost every aspect of a person's life. 2 in 5 pain sufferers experience such severe pain that they are unable to work, and 3 in 5 are unable to engage in routine activities of daily living. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algicide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algicides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's Clearpool USA.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225099.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Most garden centers have the same ho-hum plants.
Boring.
For unique tropical and outdoor plants, you should visit Katz Gardens. There's a good selection of black and exotic elephant ear plants and perennial cold hardy banana trees. Stop by Katz Gardens on Page Avenue, a half mile east of I-170, or call 314-548-5170 for answers for your gardening projects. Katz Gardens is locally owned
and locally grown
with plant care knowledge to share with you. Katz Gardens is closed on Mondays, but open every other day after 11 a.m.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
But they will be live on the air from 11 to 1 at the American Eagle Credit Union location in St. Louis Hills at 6600 Chippewa this Saturday.
So we are on the air.
Eddie the Eagle will be there along with great food, prize drawings, and great rates on auto loans. Join the Inside Out Show on location this Saturday at American Eagle Credit Union, 6600 Chippewa in St. Louis Hills.
Stop by and say hi to Jim and I.
It's Jim and me. If you keep doing that, then they'll fix it. I'm not going to do my Jerry Lewis. I'm even tired of it. Time to talk a little entertainment. We have Colin Jeffrey. He's ready to do that. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. And a charitable bunch they are, $213 this year for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Would you please welcome, with your entertainment stuff, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. Before you do what you're going to do, I want to play something, and I want you guys to tell me who this is. Are okay. are we fired up
yes.
here? All right, tell me who this is. Here we go.
Is it the Kinks?
No.
Oh.
It's very obvious.
Beatles.
I mean, that's the obvious answer, but it's not the Beatles. This is a song that became a hit in the 60s. I'm pretty sure it was 60s. And everybody thought it was the Beatles. Because it's the Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers.
But you cannot sound more like the Beatles. Here, let me play. Let's do this again. Listen. You can't sound more like the Beatles. The Knickerbockers. Never heard
it's
of
like,
them.
It's like,
Here.
It's like that song, Suspicion.
Oh, come on. I don't want that. Nah, get off of it. Get off. Right now.
Somebody bring a 5-year-old so they can order the iPhone.
Get my daughter. My daughter in here. Here it is. Shoot. Here we go. You're telling me that you'll be true. You can't sound more like the Beatles.
Yeah.
You remember that song, Suspicion?
Oh, Elvis sounded just like Elvis. Terry Stafford.
Terry Stafford.
Sounded just like the same exact thing. Sounded just like Elvis. No, that's me. Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not funny. You know what? That's not even funny.
But this is the one.
My phone, trying to knock it off. Stop it. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not. Oh, that's Terry Stafford.
But I always thought it was Elvis.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing people thought about this. Lies. They thought that the Beatles recorded this as a spoof and used the name the Knickerbockers. But it wasn't the Beatles.
Wow.
So
yeah.
There,
no,
that's
it sounds just like
my contribution.
For those of you out there, you should have seen Frank's face.
Well,
and his fingers going crazy.
I thought that was my phone playing that, and I'm hitting the screen. Go.
It's Peon.
Stop.
Peon playing something.
You're all going to hell. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to chop into your time, but I did.
That's all right.
Maybe Bill can go in the Playhouse. What do you have for me? I may not have to. What do you have for me?
Just a couple of movies out this week, only one of which is sort of worth your time. Gods of Egypt is bad, so avoid that. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is what you would expect it to be. Not particularly good. And Triple Nine, it's a reasonable thriller. You may want to check it out. Triple Nine.
Okay.
TV this week. Peaky Blinders. I think I talked to you about this last year. It's a London mob story from, I believe, the early 1900s. This is in its third season now. It's been very good, and I think it's only going to get better. It's enjoyable. But
and in 15 seconds, what's it about?
It's just
mobs
it's,
in London?
It's just, yeah, local gangs, one of them rising to prominence to sort of become the largest gang and sort of early organized crime.
Speaking of mobsters, you know who's a really bad-looking guy when you see him, like, coming out of a store up close? But he borderlines on being a really handsome guy. But he's not. Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
You know, Ray Liotta from a distance. Well, you go, hey, look at that. Look at, and you get closer and you see his.
He really has that pockmarked.
He's got that,
acne
yeah,
face,
scarred skin. Yeah. And he's just not good looking. But
it's the way he carries himself, I think.
Yes.
He's confident. He's Ray Liotta.
You bet.
Get out of his way.
And I like him.
Yeah, I do too. I'm really nervous about this tonight. I think it's going to be a train wreck, but NBC's giving it another shot.
Is this Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, Maya and Marty. Maya Rudolph and Martin Short.
I hope it's good. I want it to be good.
This is now their third or fourth try to revive these old-time variety shows, so we'll see.
If it doesn't work, it'll be because the variety shows that worked, Donnie and Marie, Sonny and Cher, they were known as partners for the most part. Mm-hmm. These two are put together to be partners, and we'll see.
Except it worked really well for SNL's 40th. They did a skit together, or sketch. They were very good together.
And they're both funny, but sketch is different than hosting a variety show.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Who is it? Maya Rudolph?
Maya Rudolph and Martin Short. Who's a funny, funny.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he can sing and dance. He's a really talented guy.
And then I guess we have to mention it. Last night was the first night of the remake of Roots. It was on History, A&E, and Lifetime.
Okay. Why do we need a remake of something that was that good?
I don't know. Okay. I guess it's been...
is it the same characters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same story.
Yeah.
Different people.
It's been 39 years, so they said, why not?
No. Watch the original.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And Snoop Dogg told everyone to boycott it because he said, we've got enough going on now. We can make something new. So there you go. Snoop Dogg said to boycott the new Roots.
Oh.
Well, what did that mean, what he said? We've got enough. What did he say? We've got enough going on?
We've got enough going on right now. We could make a new story or a new show about the struggle for equality or racial relations now. We don't have to go back and remake something. And he said there's no reason to do this.
Well, I'm glad he said it, because if only white people said it, it'd be racist. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. But he said it.
Netflix has a new... Oh, before we leave that stuff, did you watch any of Bloodlines?
Nope, we've decided to hold it as long as we can stand it, and on a rainy weekend, watch the whole thing.
I have not watched any either. But
I'm about halfway through.
Liking it so far?
Yes, very good.
And I heard now from two people that said they hit play on Netflix and were curious, why is there this extended flashback scene? And they had accidentally played episode one from season one and were rewatching that without thinking it was the first episode of the second season. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
Over the next 5 years, he is now connected to at least 15 films in a starring or co-starring role.
That guy is everywhere, and I've never seen one movie he's been in.
Really?
But I kind of like it.
It's going to be impossible to miss here. Mm. 15 films over 5 years, and then TV that he's doing as well.
Some of them aren't bad. They're not, I mean, they're not great, but they're not bad. What about, he's in one coming up with it's a crime duo or something like that, or they're
I've never seen any
like
trailer.
That.
Oh, yeah, Central Intelligence.
Of any movie he's done that made me want to see it.
That's okay, I mean. Hopefully he'll change your mind.
Now, over the weekend, my sons and I watched part of a movie that we hadn't seen for a while. And this is a guy, when we watched this, we all said pretty much the same thing. Wow, he used to be so funny. Jim Carrey. Me, myself, and Irene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Renee Zellweger. Oh, my goodness, it's so ridiculous, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
He married Jenny McCarthy, got weird, and now he's even weirder. He paints, and...
But they're not married now, because she's
But he got really weird then, yeah. I think, and only got weirder. He now has an enormous art studio where he makes this sort of mixed media...
Nah, come on, Jim.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And then just a couple of... America's Got Talent is back tonight on NBC. That's the lead-in for the...
With Simon.
Maya.
Simon Cowell, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you watch this, but I've got friends who love it. American Ninja Warrior is back.
Of course I don't watch.
Tomorrow night. I don't know. If you're a reality show competition fan, that's about as good as it gets, I'd imagine.
Nope.
And then I asked you to think about this. Are there any movies that make you think? I thought I might toss out a few suggestions. That get you in the mood for summer. We're unofficially in summer now.
Yes. What's the one with the three boys?
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. That's a Four. Great summer
yeah.
movie.
Yes.
And the other one is The Great Outdoors with Jim Candy,
yes.
John Candy,
oh, wow.
and Dan Aykroyd, because that's a family going on vacation.
Yeah.
Or Summer Rental, too, with John Candy. That's a good
okay.
one.
Okay, yep.
A few others I just wanted to toss out there, some you've probably heard of, but are worth going back and rewatching. I watch Speed every summer with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
That, that.
Want to hear my Keanu Reeves impression?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you so much. That is a great summer movie to me.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is a summer movie. I don't know why. I guess the idea of going to a theme park, but that is on Netflix starting tomorrow. The original Jurassic Park.
Hold on. Chevy's Chase, Vacation. You kidding
yes.
me?
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
there's your summer movie.
There you go.
The original Vacation.
And then a couple others. Sandlot.
Yes.
Goonies. I would watch The Goonies all the time. And then here's one you probably haven't heard of. It's called The Final Girls. It came out last year. The idea is a young woman goes to a movie theater that's showing a B-movie that her mother was in, a B-horror movie. And while watching the movie, she and her friends are sucked into the movie, and they have to use their knowledge of horror films to try and make their way out.
Is that a true story?
Yes. Wow. Tongue-in-cheek. It's cute. It's fun. It's the perfect summer movie because you can watch it and throw it away, but it's just a fun movie. And then the last one.
The best B-movie out there was Bees. Go ahead.
Or B movie. There, that Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry
one.
Seinfeld, exactly. Wet Hot American yeah. Summer is my last one.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No. No.
Watch this. It's released in 2001. It takes you back to August of 1981, and it is the last day of summer at Camp Firewood, a fictitious camp. I'm going to read you some of the people in the cast here: Janine Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce, Michael Ian Black, Paul Rudd, Christopher Maloney, Ken Marino, Joe Latrugo, Amy Poehler, and Bradley Cooper are all in this movie. It's just the last week of camp.
Who's the guy that has rings and hooks and oh, pins boy. And stuff all over his body? David Pierce Hyde.
Oh.
Oh. Thank you. They loved it.
But Wet Hot American Summer, the summer this came out in 2001, me and two of my friends, we watched this every weekend for the entire summer.
What did you just say? Me and two of my friends.
Yes, sorry.
This?
That was awful.
Let's do that again. Edit that out. Do it again.
All right.
Do it again.
I watched this with two of my friends every weekend.
Wow. No, edit that out.
That's fine.
My no friends and I.
No, I got that. My friends and I.
In three, yeah. two, one. Take it. We'll edit it in. Go ahead.
My friends and I watch this every weekend for
no
an entire
kidding.
Summer.
Wow, yeah. no wow. kidding.
What Hot American yeah. Summer. Cool. That's my
Somebody summer. Get McMillan and Shea in here. Have a read for Colin.
Thank you. I'm Colin Jeffrey, and that's entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Colin. I like his segments.
Yeah.
I learned how to not waste a lot of time watching bad stuff and only concentrate on the good. That's Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Window World. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. See you, Colin. Good to see you. Tell McKenna I said hello. That's his daughter, who's so cute. I'm trying to fix her up with my grandson, who will be three in July. American Equity Mortgage. Can I do this? Or do we have to break?
Yes.
Yeah. American Equity Mortgage, 23-plus years with us. Maybe this number has changed. The last number they had was that the average savings when you, if you have a home and you have equity in your home, if you're a homeowner, you use that and you borrow money to pay off your credit card debt, so you're not making minimum payments, and it saves, on the average, it saves people $640 a month. That's not taxable money. That's just free and clear savings, $640. Some people it's $1,000. Some people it's a little less. The average is $640. I bet that number's changed. I bet it's more. And the whole point of it is this. Get your credit card bill. Ooh, I can't believe it. We owe $3,000 on MasterCard. Oh, no big deal. Look, here's a minimum payment we can make of $38. Let's just do that. Well, just keep doing that, and you're going to be in debt for 20, 30 years. They want you to do that because the interest is ridiculous. You're a homeowner. American Equity Mortgage will pay all that credit card debt off. Now, and here's the simplest way to think of it. They just take all that debt and throw it in with your house payment. Now the interest rate's really low because mortgage rates are low. And it'll get paid off quicker that way. And probably a little deduction there for you, too, since interest on your house payment is deductible. It's one of the few things left that is. They can talk to you about that or a mortgage for the house that you want to buy, whatever. They are, and nobody else is, but they want to be, but they're not. Because there's only one American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
I do not understand what's going on the highways this afternoon, but it's a mess, okay? The good news is they cleared the accident, the rollover accident on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. Now there's a rescue crash reported on eastbound 270 east of 370. And then you also had another accident eastbound 270 at 170 with the left lane block. You've got a new accident on southbound 55 at Germania. That's blocking the right lane. If you're traveling westbound 364, it's stacking up pretty heavy now between Highway 270 and the Maryland Heights Expressway. Slow pockets from there all the way up through Highway 94. Downtown, eastbound 40 still slowing Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then you have westbound 40 drivers, Grand out through McCausland, 270 out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $4,000 in exclusive offers. Stock up on your summer's favorites and save big. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on Minnesota United on Wednesday, June 1st at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
It's the final days of Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale, where mattresses are all on sale. Don't miss huge savings like Sealy Queen Sets for just $399.99. Only at